Don't you love it when you learn about somebody using her or his noodle to solve a problem instead of just throwing a bunch of money at it? On this very radio station, this wonderful station, you may have heard the story of how in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they cut bicycle thefts at a subway and bus station by 2/3 with a cardboard cop. They substituted a cardboard cutout of a uniformed security officer and a couple cameras for the $200,000 it would have cost to station a real live officer. Can't you just see it? The life-size cutout with a menacing sneer? Maybe a voice balloon like, "I'm watching these bikes and I'm watching you." 67% fewer thefts. Probably saved over $150,000. When I lived in Boston many years ago, the state was called Taxachusetts. I suspect it still is. So I'm sure that the Bay Staters love examples of public employees who use their brains instead of the taxpayers' dollars. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? How about Memphis adding a commissioner of money-saving ideas and accessible suggestion boxes all over town? Pay her or him $50,000 a year, or 5% of the documented savings, whichever's higher. Then promote the suggestion boxes like crazy. Good ideas come from everywhere. You just have to know one when you see it.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.